أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we will look at the last surah in Qul Corner. And this is Surah An-Nas, the human beings or the people.
The focus of the surah is seeking refuge with the Lord, the King and the God of humanity from internal whisperings of the soul, which leads us to evil like greed and pride and stinginess. This is the final surah of the Qur'an, which complements Surah Al-Falaq. The Qur'an begins with Surah Al-Fatiha, which is a surah on the realization that the only path of success towards our full potential is through declaring the perfection of divinity, praise and gratitude of the Creator, becoming his slaves and asking him for help alone. And the final is concerned with taking refuge in Allah from the whisperings within the soul, which may be the main reason stopping us from reaching our full potential. If we look at it in another way, the Quran starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and ends with a surah whose name and last word is An-Nas, the human beings or the people. So the beginning and the ending are totally interlinked. So firstly, what does Nas mean? Humanity has had various names assigned to it. Bashar, for example, means the outer layer of a skin and indicates the external appearance. The other name is Bariya, which means a creation without defect or deficiency. The Quran uses insan whenever the specifics of a human being's personality are of interest. So in essence, the word insan refers to a creation which has a personality, who is sociable and who has the ability to think and reason. So with that definition in mind, let's look at the surah. And Allah starts off by saying, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, proclaim, announce that I seek refuge, or I place myself in the refuge of the Lord of humankind. A Rabb is one who accords protection, who is in total control, who is the power that governs the affairs of all. And then Malikin Nas, the King of humankind, the one with absolute authority. It is a combination of sovereign and ownership. Allah is the absolute and uncontested authority, the one who has the last word. And then Ilahin Nas, the God of humanity. A God is one with whom human beings fall in love with, the infinite and final destination that humans aspire to reach while in love and servitude. And looking at all these three, there is a sense of desperation when one is calling upon divinity using these attributes of Rabb, Malik and Ilah, which are the essence of arrogance when adopted by humankind. Fir'aun called himself all three. And the Qur'an records this. In Surah An-Naziat, Ayah 24, he says, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Then he said, I am your Lord, the Most High. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, Ayah 51, وَنَادَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And Fir'aun proclaimed amongst his people, O my people, is not the kingdom of Egypt mine, and these rivers flow beneath me? Do you not see? And finally, as God, in Surah Al-Qasas, Ayah 38, he says, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِ. And Fir'aun said, O chiefs, I don't know of any God for you besides myself. So for him, even Iman, even faith, which is a heartfelt attribute, was subject to his permission and at his mercy. Now what are we seeking refuge from? Min sharril waswasil qannas. From the evil of the whisperings of the stealthy whisperer. Qannas is the one who retreats as soon as there is a mention of divinity. And where does he whisper? الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, who whispers in the innermost hearts of humankind. And where are these from? مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, from amongst the jinn and human beings. The jinn are unseen and hidden from the human being, but they have their limitations and states just as the human being does. So we're asking for refuge, for protection from the energies whose nature we do not understand and whose creation is not visible to us. So refuge from all types of evil temptations and whisperings, known and unknown to us. There's a great deal written about the word waswas. In one reference, there are 10 meanings for al-waswasa, denoting 10 different attributes of the whisperer. Even the word waswas itself has the sound of whispering. Whispering in our adab, in Muslim adab, in Muslim courtesy, is repudiated because if something is worth saying, it should be shared and be said aloud. There are several sources or rivers which feed this waswas. Let's look at some of them. One of them is hirs, which is greed. And this can be fought or blocked by tawakkul wa kana'a, which is trust in Allah and contentment. Another of these rivers is amal, which is expectations. These can be stopped by remembrance or dhikr, remembrance of Allah. The third is shahawat ad-dunya, worldly desires. These can be killed by remembering that these na'mah will eventually leave us and that we will be accountable for them. The fourth river that feeds waswas is tabseel, which is acquisition. And this is in recognizing less is more. The fifth is bala, which is affliction. And the flow of this can be stopped by not looking at the affliction in a situation, but rather seeing the good in it. The sixth is kibr, or pride, which can be fought with humility. The seventh is tahqir, which entices us to belittle others. This can only be stopped by considering the honor of others, in that we know our sins, we don't know theirs, and they may be much better than who we think we are. The eighth is the love of dunya, which includes a desire to be acknowledged and admired by others. The ninth source of waswas, which encourages the shaitan, is bukhl, or stinginess, and this can be combated by generosity. There are many other explanations that have been accorded to be able to stem the waswas. But a start is to be able to make these two surahs a part of our life, the moment we wake up and the moment we go to sleep, and any time in between. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to internalize the Qur'an and be able to manifest it in our actions so we may be able to reach our full potential. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.